Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Chastity Johnson. This goes to Jason Honecker. On 3/28/22, Mrs. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 453 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 99%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Stiles. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Stiles performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/6/21, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Heather Goldfuss, on Kathy with a K, Sneed, S-N-E-A-D. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, PA. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Sneed performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 9/15/21, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elise, E-L-Y-S-E, last name McLaren, M-C, capital L-E-A-R-E-N. This goes to Dr. Winslow. On 3/29/22, Mrs. McLaren performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's no airways obstruction, period. It was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 8/9/21, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Lillian Gore. This goes to Daniel Hull, MD. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Gore performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 282 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 94%, period, to paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Calvin Kadlec, K-A-D-L-E-C-K. On 3/29/22, Mr. Kadlec performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 122 meters, the patient stopped the test at 2 minutes and 39 seconds due to pain in his hips, and he needed to sit, period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Alan Walbaum, W-A-L-B-A-U-M. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 3/29/22, Mr. Walbaum performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a study dated 10/19/21, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patty Wallace. This goes to Dr. Weston. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Wallace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/28/21, there's been no significant change period. Nepagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Mary Fowler, F-A-L-L-E-R. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Fowler performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98% period. After walking 304 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 98% period. Nepagraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Patty Vecchione, V-E-C-C-H-I-O-N-E. This goes to Dr. Catherine Rosario. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Vecchione performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response. Even the patient with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity and moderate airways obstruction period. Nepagraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Mooney. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 3/29/22, Mrs. Mooney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 11/17/21, there's been no significant change period. Nepagraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a C. Williamson. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price on 3/29/22. Mrs. Williamson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 9/29/21, there's been no significant change period. Nepagraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Green. This goes to the BA on 3/29/22. Mr. Green performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was minimal impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.